This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. I'm joined by Kayla Dwyer, a reporter for The Morning Call. She's been covering the still unfolding story of a man who was forcibly restrained Saturday by three members of the Allentown Police. Thanks for joining us, Kayla.
Thank you for having me.
So what propelled this story to national attention is a very short video in which one officer appears to kneel on the head and neck of what appears to be a Black or Hispanic man. That moment is just a few seconds long, but it shockingly brings to mind the image of George Floyd being killed by a Minneapolis police officer. The video went viral via social media. Tell me what happened next locally in Allentown on Saturday night.
Yeah, so that video went viral, I would say, shortly before 10 o'clock at night that Saturday. And it was Dr. Hassan Botts, executive director of Promise Neighborhoods of the Lehigh Valley, who took to a live Facebook video as a call to action. He said, where are we going to go? What are we going to do to show our community that this is not okay with us? Let's take it to the streets.
And people responded, didn't they?
People responded. People shared his live video. People posted their own statuses. Meet at 7th and Hamilton. And indeed, a couple dozen people did meet there. And they marched to 10th and Hamilton, which is where the Allentown Police Department, one of their precincts is. As they marched, you know, people kind of joined in. It grew to a group of over 50 people.
So when this group arrived at the police precinct, what was the vibe?
The vibe was very passionate. Tense, but peaceful the entire time. I would say it just felt like people were at a boiling point. This was the exact imagery that spurred the country into outcry just less than 2 months ago, and now it's hitting home here in Allentown. So the group was very passionate on Saturday night. They went to the precinct with the intent to confront the powers that be. They knocked on the doors and windows of the precinct. When they weren't getting an answer at the door, they called the precinct phone number. They had people call the mayor. And a couple minutes later, Mayor Ray O'Connell did come, and so did Allentown Police Chief Glenn Granitz. And they asked him the questions that had been on their mind.
So did protesters seem satisfied in the short term by the response from the mayor and from Police Chief Glenn Granitz?
I wouldn't say that. They kept asking the chief and the mayor, you know, as a human, when you see what's happening in this video, what do you think? And Chief Granitz, again, just said, I'm here to investigate. I've only seen a short clip, and I need to see more. That's what I'm here to do, is to investigate. I wouldn't say that protesters left satisfied with that answer, but they did leave peacefully at the urging of, again, Dr. Hassan Botts, because as Dr. Botts put it, you know, we're not here to destroy our city. We just want answers. And they pledged to follow up with the police department on that.
Well, the protesters were able to move very quickly and mobilize participants and issue demands even of the city from Black Lives Matter on Sunday. And the city has released details of the incident, clarifying that the man in the video was not being arrested, but rather vomiting and acting erratically in the street in front of the hospital and was restrained, then treated at the hospital and released. But for protesters, do you have a feeling, does this raise new questions? Does it settle anything?
What I've gleaned from the protesters last night and into today is there is no context for which what they see in this video is justified.
What they see is an excessive use of force by the officers.
That is what they see, yes.
Well, the city of Allentown has announced that the case will be reviewed by the district attorney as well as an internal investigation by the police department. Black Lives Matter is calling for a protest in Allentown later today. Kayla Dwyer is a reporter for The Morning Call. Thank you for your reporting and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.